progress.
Praying to God, praying to God in the name of Jesus Christ. It doesn't have to be a long, pretty prayer with a lot of words. God don't want to do all that nowhere. Amen. Peter said, Lord, save me. And the Bible said, as soon as Peter said, Lord, save me, as soon as Peter said, Lord, save me, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. Now, why would the Bible say that he stretched out his hand? Stretched it out, amen? Peter must have been a little way away from him, amen? No matter how far and how deep you fall, God, you can't fall too far from God, amen? You can't fall too deep. You can't fall too deep. That Jesus cannot reach you and pull you up, amen? You may have had a problem at one time. May have had a drinking problem at one time. Yeah. Got away from it. Amen. Yeah. And then you find yourself falling back into that old lifestyle. Yeah. Falling back into that lifestyle. Satan just pulling you away. Drugs, alcohol, whatever it may be. Yeah. Yeah. And you know that in your spirit, you know that this is not right. I came up out of it and now I'm going back into it and I can't find my way. All you need to do is cry out. Cry out to God. Amen. Lord Jesus, save me. And Jesus will reach out and stretch out his hand and save you. Amen. There's nothing too far. You have not fallen too far to where Jesus can't reach out and touch you. Amen. Amen. You got to cry out. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Storms of life. Amen. We all going to have storms. As long as you're living, you're going to have a storm. Amen. Now, anybody in here, I'm going to involve you all in this sermon. If there's anybody in here that don't have storms in their life, please raise your hand. Not only raise your hand, please come and share it with us that we can know what to do. We don't have no storms. Please come and pray. Nobody, you know. Amen. Everybody got storms. Everybody has storms. Some storms are designed to make us even stronger, to increase our faith. You understand? See, some of us get a big head. I'm doing this by myself. I'm the only one that's doing this. Here. You know, not realizing that God is blessing them with gifts and blessing them with that. God is making a way out of nowhere for them. Not realizing that, they just get a big head and go to think that they're doing it all. Amen? And God, and what God will do, God will send a storm your way. Amen? He will send a storm your way to where you will have to cry out. You got to cry out to God. Cry out to him. Lord, I need you. Help me, Lord. Save it. Amen. And when you cry to God, that's when he will deliver you. Amen. And there ain't nothing that's too big or too hard for God to do. Nothing. Amen. Whatever it is that you may be going through, whatever it is that you're facing, just call on God. The word of God is power in the word of God. And there's power in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ. There's power in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, my wife don't like me to do this here, but listen to me good, amen. Cry out to Jesus, amen. You got to call out to Jesus Christ. Call on the name of Jesus Christ. I love my wife very much, amen. And sometimes when I go through things, the reason why I talk about my wife so much sometimes in my sermon is because she's so close to me, amen. You got to understand what I'm doing, amen. I'm talking about this woman is in the center of my world, amen. And when I'm going through things, that work. Sometimes they get on my nerves at work so bad to my feet go to hurt, amen. I can't call on the name of Emma. Emma, come help me, save me. Deliver me from this job. Give me peace on this job, Emma. I can't call on Emma. I have to go in the bathroom and pray, amen. Oh, God, give me strength to deal with this people out here, to deal with this woman out here, because I got a woman supervisor, and I have to go to God, and then go to God in prayer, amen. Save me. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me from this woman before I be the way I talk to God, amen. Deliver me from this woman before I be to say something to this woman that she not going to lack, but I'm going to lack, amen. I have to pray. I have to pray like that. You have to pray like that. I'm God knows what you're thinking already. He knows you're thinking. He knows you're thinking. Some people might have a little bad thought on their mind, and then go fall on their knees and go to praying to God, my heavenly Father, help me, Lord. I just need your help. I'm not gonna curse this woman out. I'm not gonna curse this person out. I'm not gonna feel like I want to reach out and choke somebody. You know, they know they're thinking. They ain't gotta do that. God knows what you think. God knows that you're thinking. If you get close to that person, you will choke that person. Amen. So be real, be straight with God. Be honest, amen. Cry out. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus, amen. Whatever you do, keep your eyes on Jesus Christ, amen. You know, I never preach from where I write. Amen. Amen. This is from the heart too when I'm sitting down writing it. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Get out the boat, but keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna give you an example. Amen. Some of you may not even realize it, and maybe you do. All of us, everybody in here right now, got out the boat this morning. When you got out your bed and decided that I'm going to church, even though I know that the pastor is not there, but I'm not going to see the pastor. I'm going to hear a word from the pastor. Amen. That's why I'm coming to church. That's why I'm coming to church. Amen. There's a pastor not here, and some of the preachers may not be here, and some of the other members may not be here. But Jesus, I know what? Jesus is here. Jesus is here. I'm trying to reach out and get closer to Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the reason why we're here. Reach out and catch somebody. Just reach out. You gotta keep your eyes on. Gotta keep your eyes on Jesus. You keep your eyes on Jesus. He's gonna deliver you and make it all okay. Amen. Now, listen to me good. I was sitting down writing and stuff, and the Lord came to me and told me. He said, "Let me tell you now. The storm of life. Amen. What we're talking about. Keep your eyes on Jesus. But you know what? Most of the storms in our lives, listen to me good, most of the storms in our lives are storms that brought up by the devil, amen, or either by ourselves. Let me read you what I wrote, amen. Most storms in our lives are weapons formed against us by the devil. Most of the storms in our lives are weapons that are formed by the devil, amen. But see, when I realize that, it got something else to go with that, amen. When you realize that the devil is forming something that against you, you're going to know the difference. You got any kind of Jesus in you, you're going to know the difference, amen. When you realize that the devil is forming up something in your life and causing you to be some kind of way, and you know the way that I'm being the devilish is not me, when you notice here, you know the devil is forming a storm in your life to destroy you or someone in your family or someone that you're close to, amen. But my Bible said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I shall condemn. That is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is from me, saith the Lord. I like the last one. And their righteousness is from me, saith the Lord. That is the heritage of the Lord. Amen. No weapon formed against me. And when I read that, I get confident, amen. Yeah. See, I know that people out here may have some people, too many people don't even know me up there, but it may have some people that don't like me, they do know me. And they're forming some kind of weapon against me. But I know that this weapon is not going to prosper because I feel 54:17 just told me, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I shall condemn. That is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And the righteousness is from me, saith the Lord. Amen. You hear what he said? He said, that is the heritage. Heritage of the servants of the Lord. Now, some of you may not want to call yourself this, but I'm glad the Lord God gave me the privilege. I am a servant of the Lord, amen. And I know that I'm a servant of the Lord. I'm a servant of the Lord, and I have inherited. I have inherited this right, amen. This promise, I inherit this promise. So no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You gotta think. This is the way you gotta see things. This is the way you gotta think. Amen. You gotta keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Keep your eyes, get out the boat, keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. Now, when you get ready to leave this place, remember this here. When you get ready to leave the church, amen, you're kind of like stepping out of another boat, amen? Because you got to go back out there in that world. And believe me, trust me, somewhere, remember Reverend Harris said this today, somewhere today, somewhere this day, a storm will come your way, amen? Some kind of storm. See, when you hear the word storm, you're expecting a big wind, amen? Big gushing wind to come. But all storms don't come like that. There might be a quiet storm, amen. Somebody, somewhere, or something gonna try and get on your nerve to agitate you, to take this blessing away from you, to take the word of God away from you, to take your eyes off Jesus, amen. Somewhere today. So stay aware. Stay aware today. Keep your eyes, stay focused on Jesus. to keep watching out for you, to keep your ears unto the word of God, amen. But somebody, Satan is going to send something your way. So if you know that Satan is going to send something my way, and I know, if I know he's going to send something my way, I'm going to be looking for it. Now listen to me, because when you're looking for it, you don't look for it in fear. Not like, you know, no, not like that. But be confident. Whatever you do come, I know what to do. You understand? Speak the word of God upon it. Speak the word, amen. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I shall condemn. That is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is from me, saith the Lord. You gotta get some word. See, in other words, what your weapon is the word of God. That's your weapon. Amen. To fight against all evil. You can't fight evil with your own word. Satan don't pay no attention to you. And he don't pay no attention to me, amen. I don't care who you call me, Reverend Harris. He call me, what you gotta do. You have to have the word in you, amen. You have to have the word in you. Satan will attack your mind. And when he attack your mind with things that you don't have, you gotta be able to say, the Lord God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus, amen. When you speak these words, see, you're speaking blessings upon yourself, you understand? The devil can't fight that. He cannot fight that. He cannot fight that, amen. He cannot fight that. But when you got the word of God in you, and when you speak the word of God, you're whipping it, amen. You can't speak your own word. There ain't no such thing as your word is going to get it. They don't get it. They don't get it. Believe me, I know. They don't get it, amen. Can't pull a 45 out. No, I ain't gonna get it. Amen. Now listen to me good. Now this might be a little different, a little unorthodox, but this is what God is speaking to me right now. I want to pray for the pastor. Pastors need prayer. We know he need prayer. Even though we've been through it. But we don't know. We went through it, but I don't know exactly how he's feeling. How you being filled, amen. You see, everybody take it a different way, amen. Some people take it so bad, take another person to get so bad to where they grieve themselves into death, amen. And we don't want that for the pastor, amen. Pastor Grimes is a wonderful person, I think, you know, and I love him. I do. I never been to a church where I'm talking about I'm loving them. I just got words that never come out of me, amen. I never could say I love another man, but I do love the pastor, amen. For real, y'all understand what I'm trying to say? Amen. Heavenly Father, let's pray. Let's take a moment to pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ, giving you all honor, all the glory, all the praise. Saying thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for our pastor, Father God. Look, Father, I'm asking you once again. Please look down upon Pastor Grimes right now, Father God. Give him a word from on high, Father God. Give him comfort. Give him peace, Father God. For we know that he know already that life is a part of death, Father God. Death is a part of life, Father God. For we live to die, Father God. Father, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus Christ, give him peace, Father God. Bless his mind. Bless his heart, his spirit, and soul. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now, the doors of the church are open, amen.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
Today's weather is brought to you by the Bargain Box for all of your appliance and furniture needs. Located at 1604 Military Highway in Pineville, 318-704-0020. The Bargain Box, helping your house feel like home.
This is Wade with your weather. Let's check our Thursday forecast right here in the metro. We're looking at mostly sunny skies with a high temperature at 72 and a low at 56. Mostly sunny in Natchez, Mississippi, 70